Six Nations will be transferred 100 acres of agricultural lands as part of a purchase of sale agreement with McClung Properties Limited. The deal was approved in October 2016 and stated that McClung Properties Limited agreed to transfer 200 acres of land located in Oneida Township over three separate land transfers at different periods of time in return for Six Nations of the Grand River not impeding the development of 2,200 homes in the town of Caledonia. Lonnie Bomberry, Six Nations Director of Lands and Resources, detailed how the political situation at the time initiated the agreement.
Yeah, so this goes back to quite some time ago now, when we when that McClung Road development, which is a huge development of 2,200 homes altogether, was being proposed by Empire Homes, who was a big construction company out of Toronto. And because of the political situation at the time with, stoppage of developments in Caledonia, particularly on the south side of the Grand River, along Argyle Street, that we impressed upon McClung that they should come to some accommodation for their development on the north side of the river. And so the result of that was that we obtained 200 acres from them free of prime agricultural land in Oneida Township.
Bomberry explained the agreement, which saw land transfers begin in 2018, and how they take place.
2018, the first 75 acres was transferred to the numbered corporation that we had, a federal numbered company that we formed in 2016, specifically for the purposes of taking the property near Little Buffalo, the slope property, which is 44 acres. So it essentially is like a holding company. And so we use that same company to take title to this property as well in 2018. So the first 75 acres was transfers when they had construction of 250 homes. And now they're up to 1,200 homes, and they're obligated under the agreement of purchase and sale to transfer another 100 acres. So that's what is happening this week, actually. The 100 acres will be transferred to the numbered corporation, which is completely controlled by council.
He ensured that Six Nations will not be putting forward any financial resources in the agreement, and everything is financed through other parties.
No, completely financed by someone else. Also, I wanted to add, too, that in regards to this, under that 2016 agreement, our legal fees in regards to the transfer, they're to be paid by Empire as well. So we'll be submitting those invoices to get reimbursed for all the legal work that's done in this transfer.
Bomberry was asked when the land will be able to be used by Six Nations, and he says that with Six Nations' upcoming lawsuit against both the provincial and federal government, he's hoping that negotiations can take place for it to be accepted that Six Nations will not be subjected to the additions to reserve process, and that the land will be able to be used for agricultural purposes in a more timely manner.
I'm hoping that in regards to our main lawsuit against Canada and Ontario, that one of the issues that we might hopefully get into negotiations with respect to, if we ever they sit down and want to settle that case, is we want to be out of the ATR process, no more have it bind us, because it's it really is a process that's set up to frustrate First Nations getting any land back. That's always been my opinion. And so I would like us, to get completely out of that. And whatever the eventual scheme that is developed, it'll be something that that we'll negotiate with Canada.
Six Nations elected council approved for Chief Sherrilyn Hill and Councillor Dale Bomberry to sign the authorization to have the 100 acres of land transferred over to Six Nations elected council.